The U.S. Army wants to take on more aggressively the sharp rise in military suicides. It announced plans for military health programs that would help soldiers resist feelings of depression, drug and alcohol abuse, and violent tendencies. Mental health of U.S. soldiers grabbed headlines again this week when a war veteran was shot and killed by another veteran suffering from post-war stress at a Texas gun range.
Apparently, Mr. Kyle works with people that are suffering from some issues that have been in the military. And this shooter is possibly one of those people that he had taken out to the range to mentor, to visit with, to help him.
Experts point to the amount of stress brought on by war and its never-ending cycle. Even soldiers who survived the battlefield face a challenge readjusting to society back home, says Larry Korb, who studies U.S. soldiers' behavior.
If I survive, gee, that's good. But then they say, oh, by the way, you're going to go back again. So wait a second. You know, it's all, you know, like playing Russian roulette or something here. You know, how, will this increase or decrease my chances, you know, of survival? So I think it's really beginning to catch up with us now.
Studies of U.S. military deaths are being evaluated by organizations such as the U.S. Military's Defense Casualty Analysis System. The U.S. Army recorded nearly 350 suicide deaths in 2012. That's almost one every day, outpacing even combat deaths. Many active duty soldiers and veterans were diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder, commonly known as PTSD. Army officials say they want to remove the stigma of soldiers seeking help for PTSD. One of the measures includes retitling the condition as post-traumatic stress syndrome, taking away the fear that a soldier would feel being labeled as an individual with an incurable disorder.
And the great irony, as the wars wind down, even those who survived the combat well now feel there's no meaning left in their life because there's no more war, because that's all they've known.
Military officials plan to release in upcoming weeks detailed plans on how they're going to address soldiers' needs for post-combat emotional support. However, the program isn't revealing specifics such as costs or overall objectives. Colin Campbell, Press TV, Washington.